Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Discover a world where unexpected blackberry flavor transports you to a berry delicious place. A world so full of refreshing blackberry iced tea that you may never want to leave. However, you will eventually have to. But take your time. Try new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea. Visit amazon.com/pureleaf and enter 20 Pure Leaf for 20% off your purchase of new Pure Leaf Blackberry Iced Tea.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with two more inspirational stories for you from our new book, one that's creating quite a buzz, and that is Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Empowered Woman. I love this book because even if you're already feeling pretty confident and courageous and happy with how you're running your life, you can probably use even more of that feeling. And there's nothing like 101 stories from women supporting each other, sharing their most personal revealing moments and their best advice and wisdom. Today's stories are about not waiting around for someone else to fix something or to make something happen, but just doing it ourselves in full view of our children. Molly England, for example, was stranded in Houston after Hurricane Harvey with her children, waiting for the planes to start flying again because they were moving to Long Island near New York City right then. Her husband had already started his new job a few weeks before, and Molly and the kids were waiting for the relocation company to move them. So after living through 4 days of the storm, Molly didn't want to wait for the airports to reopen and for seats to become available on planes. So she decided to pack up their three kids and the dog and drive to New York instead. She wanted the kids to get there in time to start the new school year with their classmates. As Molly drove, she kept in touch with her mother in Los Angeles, and her mother figured out where they would need a hotel and booked it for them each night. They would check in, grab a quick dinner, and go to sleep early so they could be back in the car and on their way first thing in the morning. Normally, she says, they would have those epic meltdowns that parents are so familiar with. But this time, they rose to the occasion, probably recognizing what a big deal this was, that their mother was driving them all the way to New York by herself. Along the way, they visited friends in Dallas. They spent the night in the beautiful, historic college town of Terre Haute, Indiana, which the kids loved. They had a great time picnicking in Columbus, Ohio, and then they watched as the scenery changed as they headed east. They spent their final night in Bedford, Pennsylvania. That last day of their trip, it was thrilling to cross over bridges and through tunnels and see the Statue of Liberty and the immense New York City skyline. And they made it in time to register for the first day of school. Molly says that as a mom, there had been times when she wondered who she was now that she was a mother of three, but this trip reminded her that she was still the brave and independent woman that she had been before she became mommy. Of course, being an empowered woman means having a healthy dose of humility too. So Molly ends her story by confessing that after her triumph of driving all the way from Houston to New York with three kids and the dog, she managed to lose her car keys and had to call roadside assistance, and then found the keys in her sweatshirt pocket. Because being an empowered woman also means that you're capable of laughing at yourself.
The NBA playoffs are back, and on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk?
Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
So what Molly did was huge. But sometimes we find our empowerment and we set a great example for our children in the everyday things too. Melinda Dunlap-Fillingham tells us that she was sitting at the kitchen table, squinting to read some small print because the overhead light was out. When Melinda's daughter Hope came in and asked why her mom was sitting in the dark, Melinda explained that it was a weird light bulb and she was waiting for Hope's father to change it. Well, Hope was only 10, but she put her hands on her hips and she said, "I am so disappointed in you. You are setting such a bad example for me. Do you want me to grow up to be a hopeless woman waiting around for a man to come and rescue me? I'm just so disappointed." Melinda says, she was right. I was setting a poor example, a precedent for dependency, a roadmap for my daughter to not try to take responsibility for her life and just wait for a man to come and fix up everything. So Melinda went to the garage. She found the replacement bulb. She read the directions. She stood on the kitchen table and she changed that light bulb. Hope was very proud of her. Melinda ends her story by saying, "For years, I had been telling my daughters to be strong and independent, that girls could do everything boys could, but my words paled in comparison to my actions until the light finally shone down on me." I'll continue sharing stories from our book about the empowered woman for the rest of this month. And I also want to mention that this book serves another purpose. In addition to inspiring our readers, we're donating royalties from the book to that wonderful nonprofit organization, Dress for Success, to help them in their mission to empower women to support themselves and their families by helping ladies with career advice and interview advice and with outfits to wear to their job interviews. I'm Amy Newmark. Thanks for joining me today on the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. Please remember to subscribe to it on whatever podcast app you use so that each new episode will be automatically downloaded into your phones or computers. Come back for our next episode when we'll talk to Jenny Pavlovic, who describes what it was like to be one of the only women getting a PhD in biomedical engineering at her university. We'll talk about women in engineering, and then we'll talk about Jenny's other passion, which is rescuing dogs, including the one she rescued from Hurricane Katrina.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.